Hello, my name is David Voiles, and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. And today, I want to show you a tool that I recently discovered, which we have built into Windows 10, and that is the Windows Feedback tool. So we can get to it at any point by going to our Start screen and searching for it there, but to make it easy on us, I'm going to hit the Windows key on my keyboard, and you see Cortana pops up. And from here, I can type in Feedback, and it's the first application that appears right here. So I can click on this, my top left corner, and the feedback tool loads. So what this does is it allows us to offer feedback to the operating systems group that we have here at Microsoft. So previously, if I wanted to submit, we'll say, a feature to Edge, and that's what I had actually discovered this, I wanted to request that the tabs have the ability to mute as I'm debugging HTML5 audio and video applications. So I went to the developer site for Edge, and they actually point me towards this great tool. So on the left-hand side here, you can see different categories. So I have apps and games, files and folders, online storage, and I can actually dive a little bit deeper as well. So if I click on apps and games, you can see I have subcategories inside of there, running apps, all apps. And from there, we have a lot of applications that are built into Windows that you can discuss. And go back out. And you'll notice on the right-hand side here, just beneath search for feedback, it says trending, most recent, upvotes. Well, here I can get all the categories and have the latest display. So I can see can't play, choose something else to play, which looks like a low-level error code over here. So seems to happen pretty often, hence the trending number. Higher means that more people are speaking about this at this point. I can also go to most recent and see what people are talking about most recently. May have happened seconds or minutes ago. You see it starts to update and load in the right-hand side there. But even better, what I was looking for was I wanted the ability to mute a tab inside of Edge. So up here on feedback, if I type in mute, let's see what comes up. Perfect. Ability to mute a single and all tabs. And it looks like this is filed under Microsoft Edge and IE. Go down a little bit more and I see mute tabs option. Just beneath that I have right click tabs to mute. So a lot of these are very similar and you can see when they've been added as well. So it looks like one of these was added a week ago, another one 2 weeks ago, and up here for to mute a single tab was added as recently as Saturday. So now I wouldn't suggest going ahead and making a new tab or a new topic for each of these. Instead, I would click on one of them and dive a little bit deeper. So now I can see where it was suggested, but it's suggested by a Windows insider. So it's someone who's pretty up to date with what we're doing with our latest versions of Windows. And the team acknowledges that they've actually received this feedback. So right here you can see we've received feedback and we're using it to improve your experience. So if I want to do something, I can go and contribute right here. Obviously I've already done this, so I've already voted for it. But let's go back and take a look at something else. Okay, please provide an easy way to mute the messaging app and perform a sign out. So if I wanted to upvote this, I could either click on that button there, or I click on this tab. Nope, that one doesn't want to load for whatever reason. I'll click on another tab, ability to mute single and all tabs. I could say, if perhaps I have some sort of feedback I'd like to add in addition to that, I would leave a note here. For this is important, again, only the engineering team see this, but for my particular case, sure, it's somewhat important to me, but I don't think it's very valuable to all of the masses, right? And when I'm really to push this, I can hit upvote, and it's going to bump this up by one number, and also push my feedback to the team. So I thought this was a really great way for us to give information back to the operating systems groups. They're checking this every week to help understand where they need to prioritize some of their work in the near future. Now, Windows 10 is evergreen, which means it's going to continuously be updated in the future, where previously with many of our Windows operating systems, what we would do is we'd release large patches, maybe fix 2 or update 3. Now what we're gonna do is actually update things on a pretty consistent cadence now. So again, the Windows Feedback tool is your best way of submitting a lot of this content. And finally, you can get there by hitting the Windows key and just typing in feedback, and it'll appear right there for you. If there's anything else I can do to help, feel free to reach out. My name is David Voiles, and you can find my website at davevoiles.com. Thanks.